This is New England Public Radio News. More than 60 downhill skateboarders from as far as Spain, Australia, and Mexico convened this month in Florida, Massachusetts, in northern Berkshire County. They came to the quiet town for one reason only: speed. New England Public Radio's Ben James has the story.
At the top of Whitcomb Hill Road in Florida, Mass., right off the highest point on Route 2, there's a sign that Jeff Malangoski has been contemplating for years.
It's a road grade sign, and it says 9.5% grade for the next 2.5 miles.
When workers carved this outrageously steep road out of the mountain, none of them could have pictured the skateboarding event that Malangoski would host here in June of 2019. Yeah! It's the first ever Whitcomb Summit downhill.
It's well over 65 miles an hour.
Like probably lower 70s, upper 60s.
It's weird to say, but it's a mellow 70 miles an hour.
A mellow 70. Just what Malangoski from Ashfield, Massachusetts is after.
My son called me at work 3 years ago. He calls up and he goes, "You're not going to believe it. Whitcomb got paved top to bottom." And so it was just amazing. And we started skating it right away.
Malangoski is 54 years old. His son Ryder is 20.
We used to skate it open all the time.
He means the cars were going up the hill while they were skating down.
And then eventually the cops started coming every time we came. So we decided to go to the town and ask them for one weekend to just really live it up. And they gave it to us.
My name's Emily Pross. I'm 23 years old. And I'm a four-time women's downhill skateboarding world champion. It's definitely the fastest racetrack that I've skated for sure.
Man, that was freaking killer. They were going wicked fast, I'll tell you what.
Matt Cook and Mike Walker drove out from North Adams to watch the race.
We got a full leather suits going on, skin tight to make them be able to go fast and all that. And then they got stormtrooper helmets on, and it's freaking awesome.
Max Capps, a racer, is 29 from Southern California.
Yesterday morning I was terrified, and by the end of the day I finally had it figured out. Now I'm like, I can race this. Yesterday I didn't feel like I could race this.
Capps is skating Whitcomb with his teammate, Tim Del Rosario Rojas, who says when he's riding well, the experience is actually calming.
Definitely you find like a place of meditation is what I'd call it. Like you're really like the stillest point that you can find is when you're on the board.
That's true for some skaters at least. The Malangoskis lined the course with 1,500 hay bales, crucial for spots like this one, called the left slide. Between runs, they open the road to waiting traffic. A few trucks and motorcycles go by, the acrid smell of their burning brakes mixing with marijuana fumes and the odor of sizzling burgers. The guy flipping the burgers is Mike Gleason, the fire chief.
Fire and rescue.
Gleason says he totally supports closing the road for this event. Also,
they're nuts. Yeah, they're absolutely crazy. I wouldn't do it.
A quick break, and then the skaters pack themselves standing into two U-Hauls, back to the top for their next run.
I have to continue until I die, basically. Which is it's not too far down the line. I'm at 57, so...
Oldis Tretmanis from Mexico is a board member for the International Downhill Federation. He blew out three vertebrae skating bowls back in his 40s, and now he rides downhill, he says, because it makes his back feel better. It's partly up to him whether this race will become a sanctioned IDF event starting next year.
I'm the guy in charge of safety and event management, yeah.
A dislocated shoulder, sprained ankle, some deep road rash. Among 60-odd skaters, these are the worst of the reported injuries. EMTs have already checked skater Norman Plant by the time Ryder Malangoski spots him.
Norm, no! What happened?
He's got bandages on his knees, his pants are off, and there's a ragged hole through his boxers at the left butt cheek.
Dude, oh-wee.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt a lot.
Last skater is dropping, followed by two U-Hauls.
Course is about to be hot! Get off the road!
The championship race. Among the four finalists are teammates Max Capps and Tim Del Rosario Rojas.
Yo, I hit a pothole in the first straight, nailed the head on.
Tim wins it.
So fast.
Ryder Malangoski's in the mix, congratulating the winner. You can tell he's just incredibly pleased this race, put together with his dad, has gone off without a hitch. For New England Public Radio, I'm Ben James.